Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you about managing your legacy content, because content management is an enormous challenge to big organizations, especially when it comes to legacy content, much of which is owned by many content creators across the company. How then do you deal with this kind of aging content on a website where you've got little central control? I work with many organizations who suffer from serious content management issues, primarily brought about because of the large amounts of legacy content and too many content creators. It's a problem exacerbated by the lack of central control and one that damages both the user experience and the company's brand. With a lot of different people adding content to the website, but few considering whether it should be removed, it's not unusual for some sites to run into hundreds of thousands of pages. That creates problems with findability and inaccurate content. With so much content on a website, it becomes increasingly hard for users to find the content that they need. Navigation becomes verbose and difficult to navigate. The site's search returns so many results that users struggle to find anything of value. In short, users are left trying to find the proverbial needle in a haystack. With so much content on the website, it's challenging to ensure that everything's up to date. Old news stories and out-of-date events are just the tip of the iceberg. But there are also content that is no longer accurate or now presents the organization in the wrong light. Although in theory each content provider should be responsible for ensuring their content is up to date, that doesn't work in practice. People leave or are too busy or simply forget to check the relevancy of content regularly. In an ideal world, there'd be a central content management team checking the pages on a regular basis and ensuring that content is still relevant. However, there are rarely the resources to do so, and even if there is a central content management team, they're usually too busy checking the new content to worry about stuff already online. The other problem central content management teams face is that when they suggest removing content, they encounter political objections. Many content providers are defensive about their content, even if they don't maintain it properly. They don't like the idea of others telling them what they can and cannot put online. In other words, they don't like somebody telling them what to do. The solution proposed by many content strategists would be a complete audit of the site. However, this involves checking every single page, and that's just not practical in most cases. It also doesn't solve the problem of politics. What is required is a solution that is automated. An automated solution to content management is good for two reasons. First, it doesn't need anybody to check all the pages manually. Second, it doesn't require one person telling another that their content should be taken down. The whole thing just happens. People are much more likely to agree to an automated policy for content control than they are to being singled out as somebody who hasn't maintained their content properly. So how would this kind of automatic approach work in practice? Well, the first step is to ensure every page has an owner. By default, this would be the last person who edited the page. Each owner would then be contacted and informed of the pages that they're responsible for and that it's their job to keep those pages up to date. At this point, you should give them the option to either remove the page if it's no longer relevant or transfer ownership to somebody else. Once you've resolved ownership, you can then set review points for each page. A review of a particular web page can occur when it meets certain criteria. This review could happen manually or automatically, depending on your preference. It's up to you what the criteria are as well, but two common examples are pages that have reached a certain age or content producers have failed to edit for an agreed length of time. I often pick these because they're not too difficult to get a content management system to identify. Another trigger that you might want to consider is a failure of a page to reach a certain level of traffic over an agreed period. That would indicate that the page is of little interest to users and is making it more difficult for the majority of people to find what they're after. This is a lesson Microsoft had to learn with its support pages. They had pages that helped with every conceivable issue. However, instead of helping users, most of the content just cluttered up the site and made it harder for them to find what they really wanted. In the end, they removed less frequented pages and their customer satisfaction shot up. It is up to you how often you choose to review pages or how low you set the traffic trigger. That will depend on how often your site or organization changes and how much you want to ask from your content providers. When your system does flag a page for review, an email should be sent to the owner of that page asking them to check whether the content is up to date. The content provider can then log into the content management system and edit the page in question. The system can then register them as they log in and flag the page as being reviewed. If your content management system isn't capable of this, you can create a manual alternative where the content provider could reply to an automated email saying that they've checked the page. If the content provider has left the company or fails to identify that the page is up to date within a set period, this flags the content for cleanup, which we'll come on to in a minute. Now, but first of all, notice the default here. At the moment, most content management policies default to content remaining online unless someone actively removes it. This approach turns it on its head. No action leads to content being flagged for cleanup. How you choose to handle cleanup of web pages is up to you. However, here's my recommended approach. The first step would be to mark the content as old and potentially out of date. That can be done by automatically inserting a banner at the head of the main content informing the user that the content might be out of date. You might also wish to send an email update to the content owner at this point saying that the page has been marked as out of date and that the users are getting a banner. They can then cause the system to remove the banner by simply editing the page. If the content provider still hasn't checked the page after a set period, your content management policy might trigger a further event that removes the page from navigational structures on the site. That will reduce the clutter that users face and will make it easier for them to find the pages that they really want. However, for those who do still want access to the page, they will still be findable via search. Of course, there's also the option to prevent pages from being returned in search results too. It can be hard to find the right page when searching a large site simply because of the huge amount of content that a search will return. If a piece of content is out of date, then it makes sense that it shouldn't appear in the search results either. That effectively, of course, orphans the page, but it's still online. Now, you may be wondering at this point, why bother? Surely you'd be better off just deleting the page entirely. Now, there are mixed opinions about removing content. On the surface, it may seem like the logical thing to do. After all, if the content is horribly out of date and users rarely visit it, why keep it online? As I see it, there's no harm in keeping your content online if it's labelled as out of date and if it no longer prevents users from finding the content they really want. However, removing a page can be damaging. For a start, there may be third-party links to the page. There might also be in-page links on your own website that removing the page would break. The first thing you want to do is present a user with a page not found error. The only time I would recommend removing a page is if you can redirect users to an alternate page and that serves their needs just as well. Look, I'm not suggesting that this approach is perfect. Content providers can still abuse this system. However, we cannot afford to continue ignoring the legacy content on our sites. We need a proper content management approach that deals with these kinds of challenges. What I'm proposing forces content providers to maintain their content if they don't want it to disappear from the site. This in itself will automatically remove massive amounts of content without battling with each and every content provider individually. The result will be a better user experience and a much more maintainable website. Everybody wins.